Radio friends, we greet you again from Symphony Hall in Boston. This is Ben Grauer speaking from the upper left balcony of this famed auditorium of music, where today we are attending another of the rehearsals of the Boston Symphony Orchestra under its distinguished conductor, Charles Münch. By means of these broadcasts, we go behind the closed doors of the auditorium, past the deserted seats, and look down by radio on the brilliantly lighted stage where Mr. Münch is leading the men of the symphony through one of their regular rehearsals for their concert season. The work at hand today is the orchestral suite by George Frederick Handel, popularly known as the Water Music, composed by the German composer who was so successfully conducting his career in London, composed particularly for one of the celebrations attendant on an excursion in the Royal Barge up the Thames River. The section which, at this moment, Mr. Münch is working over with the men is the fifth section, the Andante.
The second violin the same. Da 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 da. No, encore. No, encore. The sixth bar, gentlemen. The sixth bar.
Thank you.
you play da 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 da, it's not clear. Da 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 da. After the fermata, this trio.
Completion of the rehearsal of the Water Music Suite by George Friedrich Handel, by Charles Minch and the Boston Symphony. And now we're back at our NBC microphone position in the balconies of Boston Symphony Hall. And I think, yes, in fact, I'm sure that the next work which Mr. Minch is going to rehearse with the men of the orchestra is a highly contrasting piece of music. The music for two string orchestras by Béla Bartók. For strings, that is, percussion, piano, celesta, and harp. No two pieces of music could be in more violent and vivid contrast than the two we've just heard and the one we're about to hear from the elegant and languid music of the 18th century to the sharp and challenging ultra-modern tonalities and conceptions of the great Hungarian composer who recently passed away, Béla Bartók. I expect that Mr. Munch is going to be quite exacting in the rehearsal of this work, reflecting his own very high standards, particularly in modern works, and we may have a number of interruptions rather than the uninterrupted flow of the music we heard just a few moments ago. Since this work actually, through the amazing concepts of Bartók, has separated the normally united strings of the orchestra into two string sections, literally two string orchestras. There'll be some rearranging of the physical layout of the stage. Stage manager staff right this moment are moving some of the chairs around to make way for the solo instruments, move them up to our microphone so they'll be heard with all their delicacy. Some of the men of the orchestra are leaving who aren't required for the instrumentation here, the woodwinds and brass and so on. Bartók, in this work, has separated, as we say, the string sections, and so Mr. Munch will be conducting a dialogue through the demands of the score between these two sections of the string of the orchestra, with the solo work by the celesta, the harp, piano, and the percussion. From Handel, then, in this rehearsal at Boston Symphony Hall, to the very modern music of one of the composers who is perhaps as highly regarded as any of our era, and who, since his demise, has been receiving increasingly respectful attention at the hands of music critics and the program makers of great symphony orchestras. Rehearsal then with Charles Munch and the Boston Symphony of the Bartok Music. It has no further program than that for two string orchestras. Perhaps Mr. Munch will choose his own place for starting this rehearsal. Everything seems to be in readiness down on the stage, so we'll swing our controls down there for Mr. Munch's next direction to the orchestra.
One before ten. No. One before ten. One before ten. Non di tempo. What is difficult? The begin and the fifth bar after 40. It is difficult. Papa! Now, 50. Yara, yara, da 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 da. 50. Come, 50. Yada. Bravo. Yada.
Thank you.
bring the movement. I bring the move tempo. I bring poco a poco the tempo vivacissimo. And it's the same tempo. 170. 170. 170. Ya la 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 ha. Slow. Leave the first orchestra alone. I begin the vivacissimo. Yalla la 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 la. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4,
I got the passage. No, I begin to be muchissimo, yes. Be muchissimo.
And you. The best is that you sing always an accent on the second beat, gentlemen, for the fifth. Yatta yalla la yatta ta 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 banta yatta ta yatta yatta ta. The second orchestra. I begin to be vivacissimo. La 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 la. No? Ah, pianissimo, completo, pianissimo, and slow. Ah, pom pim pom pom pim pom pom pim pom 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 pim pom pom pom. Da di di da di da di da di da da di da di da da di da di da la 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 di da la 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 ya la da da la 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 da 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 la da di da di di da la da di da pam 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 do di fa pam do di da. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1-7-0-2-G. 1-7-0-2-G.
La 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 la
And sonority. That sexy set me. Here is the tempo from the beginning, for the first movement. La bemol. Yourself. Diminuendo.
Small action, but after the small notes.
Five,
three. Triple pianissimo, of course. But you heard Mr. May. Adagio. Adagio.
Yes, I give time, you.
That's slow. You can make slow. Yes. And I give pop off top. Two.
Intertam. Pop pop. Ba da da da. Ya da 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 da. Ti ri da. Ba da 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 da. Ya da 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 da. Ya da da da. Ya da da. Ya da da. Ya da di da di 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 da. Look, it is so important for the right orchestra. In tempo.
Just a little smaller. It's not possible that we make subito.
Vivacissimo, letter H.
I finish this movement, gentlemen, and we go.
Letter H. Two. Thank you.
better now. This just 260. Mpata yatata, mpata yatata. 260. Better ta la 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 la. Tata yatata. 260. It is rather right. Da 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 da. Thank you.
Well, there's the end of our rehearsal for today, and as we foreshadowed a moment a little earlier in our program, we had Charles mention a quite different role from that usually encountered on these broadcasts, that of the conductor who is driving himself and the men of his orchestra with the utmost concentration of effort, obviously in order to gain the high standard of musical performance which he requires from this very technical piece of music for two orchestras by Béla Bartók. Also in our rehearsal broadcast today, we heard portions of the water music of George Frederick Handel. Another broadcast of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in rehearsal under its distinguished conductor, Charles Münch. We hope you'll join us when next this broadcast is presented. This is Ben Grauer speaking in a series produced by John Wright, which comes to you from Symphony Hall in Boston.